The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So we'll start with the basics, the body. So take a comfortable, alert posture. And gently close your eyes. And it can be helpful as a way of beginning to take stock of where you're at right now, how you are right now. Before even meditating, just surveying your body, your heart, your mind, how you are. Is there any attitude present that might interfere with a very simple settling into the present moment? Is there aversion to anything? Is there expectation? Is there some strong desire for something to happen? Ideally, if possible, we establish an attitude of just being present and open to what's here now. And then the big part of this meditation process is to center ourselves in our body. And we want to have the body and mind be in the same place at the same time. If you're thinking about yesterday or tomorrow or some other place, then your mind, in a sense, is somewhere else than your body. You can't bring your body someplace else right now. So it's really a task of bringing the mind in alignment with your body. So present for your body. Have your awareness, your mind, your thinking, connected, interested in your physical experience. And to help with this centering process, you can take a few long, slow, deep breaths, breathing deeply into your torso, expanding in all directions, rib cage. And then as you exhale, relax, settle into your body. Perhaps as you exhale, relax along the spine. So the spine takes, in a balanced way, takes the weight of your body all the way down to the sitting bone. As you exhale, you release the weight of your body into gravity. You feel more strongly the contact with the chair, the cushion, the floor. Noticing if there's any tension that's easy to relax or soften in your shoulders. Perhaps it's possible to soften your belly. It's helpful to relax the muscles of your face. Occasionally, some people find it helpful to part the lips ever so slightly. Sometimes that can relax the muscles of the jaw or the cheeks. And then letting yourself breathe normally. Start tuning yourself into what the experience of breathing is like in your body. How we breathe changes over the day and different circumstances. So causes and conditions have come together right now for you to breathe the way you are now. So take an interest and be relaxed, relaxed interest of how it is you're breathing. If you wonder what it's like, what kind of experience a Buddha has, you can look at your own breathing. What part of your body is active or activated as you breathe? As you stay connected to your breathing, what part of the cycle, of breathing in and breathing out, where in the cycle is the breathing least clear? when the mind wanders off in thought, center yourself again on your breathing. The more you can find yourself at home in your breathing, satisfied with your breathing, the easier it is to stay with the breath. And the idea is to let as much of who you are participate in breathing as possible. So your body feels and is connected to your breathing. Your mind is focused on breathing, taking it in, receiving it. If you are thinking, you can think about the breath as opposed to other things. Very quietly. Emotionally. Maybe there's some way of emotionally feeling positively connected to breathing. Maybe the breathing is comforting or enjoyable. Returning to your breathing. Trusting whatever happens in meditation, as long as you stay with your breathing, connected to your breathing. Allowing, making space, making it possible, allowing yourself to be affected by mindful breathing. Almost like you open up space in your body to receive the influence of breathing on your body.
Mm-hmm.